No, I'm not going to play the full 20 minutes of this song. Sorry, y'all. It's pretty good, though. But kind of on a time crunch here, so too much other stuff to play. You're listening to Sonic Youth right now. Closing track on Washing Machine, The Diamond Sea. And, I was a little preoccupied earlier and missed my cue to talk, so I just have to do double duty now. Pretty good chunk of songs, I'd say, myself, if I do. That was before Sonic Youth. I played some Sugar. I learned today Sugar was on Creation Records. I didn't realize Bob Mould made that jump, but If I Can't Change Your Mind, Copper Blue album, I think I'm going to listen to some more Sugar when I get home. And before Sugar was The Replacements with Never Mind. That's off Pleased to Meet Me. That'd make a good cover song, but that's just me fantasizing about my band. Before The Replacements, I played, I think they're from Cleveland, this band, Herzog. The song was Rock and Roll Monster. It's like three songs rolled into one. It goes all over the place. And all those songs that are really just one song are so good. That's off of their Cartoon Violence album put out a couple years ago. Which takes me to... You know, I said that... let me see. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard is my second favorite band name today. But they might be my first, because this one's just kind of... What are they thinking? And the name of this band was Diarrhea Planet. Making me laugh right now. Yeah, they're up to bat and they've already got two strikes out before the pitcher's even thrown the ball. It's who's gonna listen to a band called Diarrhea Planet if you don't hear the music first? I mean, it's a horrible, horrible name. But the music is really, really good. And the song I played was called Kids. And their album name is even pretty bad. I'm Rich Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. Like, come on. No, you're not. Your band name is Diarrhea Planet. Before Diarrhea Planet, I'm just going to try to say that as much as possible. There was a band, Vacation Club. And, I wanted to play them last week, but I ran out of time and couldn't fit in all my Randy Records records, so... Played a couple songs from those leftovers. The song I played was Daydream off the Daydream Forest Babe 7-inch. And then before that, I played A Bones. It's UH space Bones. and the song was called A Mess, One Word. And that was off their Only You EP, also on Randy Records. And I really think if you're listening to this show and you have like $35 to spare, you should go ahead and just order all the Randy Records 7-inches. You will not be disappointed. They are all really, really good. And heavily endorsed by yours truly. But if you don't have $35, I just noticed today, they're all on Spotify. So you can listen to them on your free time, on your computer, or on your phone if you pay for their premium service. But enough about free advertising for Spotify. Michael Yonker's band, Micro Miniature Love. I forgot the story about this band. I started listening or was interested in listening to them a few months ago. I think that they were in the 60s or 70s, one of those Lost Nuggets or something. The song I played was Micro Miniature Love. It got rediscovered by someone. I wanted to say In the Red, but I didn't see anything about that on the internet in my extremely cursory search for information. Before Michael Yonker's band was Guided by Voices. The song was called Peephole. B-1000. Is it my favorite Guided by Voices song? Some days it is. Some days it isn't. But it's a good one every day. Then we had Juliana Barwick, who I wanted to talk over, but I got preoccupied looking for a way to give tickets away. Which, if you're still interested, Front Bottom's show tonight at High Dive is sold out, and we're not giving tickets away. So you can turn off now if that's why you were listening. Ooh. Okay. Yeah, and also I got disconnected from the radio at some point. Sorry about that. I think that was between Vacation Club and Diarrhea Planet. So, sorry about that. You probably only heard half of Diarrhea Planet and Vacation Club. So, maybe if you're lucky, I'll play them next week. Jocko Gardner, the One-Eyed King, off of his Cabinet of Curiosities record. A little Dutch old master. Not really old, I think he's pretty young, at least looking at his picture. He looked pretty hip. We had Anna Hilberg before that, You Walk Too Fast. And it's a nice little ditty. I really like her album. Everyone should listen to her album. Self-titled Anna Hilberg. H-I-L-L-B-U-R-G. Lots of good songs on there. And I think she was in Dream Date is the band before. Well, not before. That she was in. So if you listen to Dream Date, you've probably already heard her. Kelsey Wolf before that. Feral Love off her new LP, Pain is Beauty. And, before that was Grouper. And this is a song I was surprised has never been played on Grow Radio, the Heavy Water I'd Rather Be Sleeping song. And I didn't even see this album in the drop-down menu of recently or ever played songs, Dragging a Dead Deer Up a Hill, which is just mind-boggling to me. It's the only one I've heard by Grouper. Grouper was in the artist field, so maybe I need to listen to more Grouper. And before Grouper, starting the set off, or the double long set, was Quilt, Children of Light, off the self-titled LP on Mexican Summer, and I forgot what that song was. So, what's it left? We got about half an hour left, and about 20 minutes of songs, so I'll get back to it, let you hear some more songs. And we got the Swirlies coming up next. Thanks for tuning in to Knife Hits on Grow Radio.
Stay cool. Whatever else Wish I had hair like Anna Delon. I wish I had hair like Anna Delon. Wish I had hair like Anna Delon. I wish I had hair like Anna Delon.
Look at me, said Rupert Ripley. climbed a very high tree. He's as happy as he could be. And I'm just looking for rainbows in a star-filled sky. And I'm just looking for answers and the reasons why. Remember somebody told me that God loves me and you, but I don't know if they were honestly telling the truth. And I wish that I was happy all of the time in my mind, and I was happy all of the time in my mind, happy all of the time. And I wish that I was happy all of the time in my mind, if I was happy all of the time in my mind, happy all of the time. Just looking for rainbows in a star-filled sky. And I'm just waiting for the sun to shine. I remember somebody told me that God is yours and mine. Nobody ever told me that pigs could fly. And I wish that I was happy all of the time in my mind, if I was happy all of the time in my mind, happy all of the time. I wish that I was happy all of the time in my mind, if I was happy all of the time in my mind, happy all of the time.
Always have to leave. You always have to leave, and I can't promise you something you want me to, something that I do not believe, that I don't believe. You always have to leave, and I can't promise you something you want me to.
I'm back. We just listened to the Field Mice, Between Hello and Goodbye, off the 7-inch of their Sarah 44, September's Not So Far Away. Played a lot of Sarah record stuff on that set, but it's all good, figuratively and literally. Prior to the Field Mice was the Television Personalities, Happy All the Time. It's not a very happy song, but hopeful at the end. It's off their The Painted Word LP. Before that, Even As We Speak is the artist. And the song I played was called Nothing Ever Happens, which if you've lived in Gainesville for 6+ years, it's kind of hard to not think that way. I mean, stuff happens here, but sometimes you think nothing happens here. That was off their 7-inch, Nothing Ever Happens. Also on Sarah Records, I do not have the catalog number. We had Brighter before that, song Poppy Day, off the Sarah Records 7-inch, Half-Hearted. Before that was White Town, the fun song Hair Like Alan Delon. Alan Delon starred in Le Samurai, which is a French movie, translates to The Samurai, and he was the eponymous character. And you may know the movie Ghost Dog. I can't think of the subtitle there. Let's just go with Ghost Dog, though, starring Forrest Whitaker. That's Alan Delon's analog, and they don't really look the same. Sure, there's some neat little JPEG of that somewhere on the internet, but they are very dissimilar. That was off White Town's Alan Delon 7-inch. Before that was Alan Clapp and his orchestra. The song was called He Grins and Waves Goodbye, off the album 100% Chance of Rain. It's a very cool-looking album cover. I almost just bought it because of the album cover online, but it was shipping from the Netherlands, and shipping was almost the same as the cost of the LP, so I quickly hit the back button on my phone and forgot about it until now. We had Bubblegum Splash, Just Walked Away, played that one before. It just is so good, it warrants another play on Knife Hits. It's off their Splashdown EP. And starting the set off was the Swirlies, San Cristobal de las Casas. It's a Mexican revolutionary song. That about does it for me here at the Grow Radio Studios. I'm DJ Perry, and you're just listening to Knife Hits. And I should be back next week, I think. Again, I might be going to Louisiana. I'm quite the jet setter these days. Leave at a moment's notice. So we'll see. If I'm not here, someone else might be here, or you might get a pre-recorded recording. There's something I didn't do. You're listening to Ashra right now. And, Ashra Temple. Nice atmospheric space dust music. I'm gonna get going. Chelsea's up next. She'll be here soon. I'm out of songs to play. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.